I come to you once again this Sunday morning with a heavy heart, with a heavy spirit. Seems like these last few weeks, God's just really been stirring some things in me. In my prayer time last night, I just felt a heaviness of God. In this room this morning, I felt a heaviness of God. So if you have your Bibles, I want you to look with me. Matthew 22, verse 37, 38, New King James Bible. Jesus said unto them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and great commandment." I want to key in on that next to the last part of the verse where he said, "And with all of your mind." I want to talk to you today about the battlefield of the mind. The greatest battlefield on the face of this earth is the battlefield of the mind that goes on in our thoughts every single day. Father, I ask you now, Lord, to anoint this service today. God, anoint me as your servant. Anoint me, God, as your vessel. God, that I will preach the word of God, that I will declare the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord, in the way that you want it to be declared. Lord, for as I said this morning, I'm not here to please people. I'm not here to sound good in the ears of people. But God, I just want to please you. I just want to be pleasing in your sight. I want to be pleasing in your will. I want to be pleasing in your purpose. But I pray today, God, that this word will come forth strongly and powerfully and mightily as you would have it to be. God, don't let it fall on deafened ears. But Lord, let it fall on entombed spirits to hear and receive everything you have. For God, you're changing us. You're transforming us. God, you're doing something so unique in us here at Valley View Church. And to all those who have been hearing online, you're doing something so unique and you're transforming us. And God, for that I give you thanks. And for that I give you praise. Amen. Look over at your neighbor as you're seated and say, "Get ready. God's about to speak to you." Wow. The battlefield of the mind. The greatest battles to be fought in the future will not be with nuclear weapons that we have the power to transform the planet, would have the power to transform the planet Earth into a spinning graveyard. The greatest battle that you and I are going to fight in the future will be on the battlefield of the mind. I stated that earlier and I want to state it again. The greatest battlefield that we will ever know on this earth is right here. Because it's in what we think and in what we believe that makes us who we are. Makes us do what we do and accomplish what we accomplish. And the greatest battles that have ever been won on this earth were won because being with the right leadership and mind and thought, we're able to lead men and women into a battle where victory came. But it all had to start where? Right here. So the greatest battlefield that you and I will ever face will be in our mind and what we think and in what we believe. The Bible has much to say about your mind. In Isaiah 26 and 3, New King James says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." Mark 12 and 30, New King James, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all of your strength. Romans 12 and 2 tells us, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, or be strengthened in the renewing of your mind. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is was also in Christ Jesus. Then in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And then in James chapter 1, verse 8, King James said it like this, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So we find here in just a few different verses of Scripture that the Bible has a lot to say about your mind. It has a lot to say about what you think. It has a lot to say about what you believe. Amen? Your success or failure in life and in the kingdom of God is going to be determined on the battlefield of your mind. So let's go back to the original text again in Matthew 22, 37, 38. Jesus said unto him, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And then I like the way he ended it there. This is the first and great commandment. Listen to that again. This is the first and great commandment. The Bible is saying this is not just another verse for you to hear. This is not just something else for you to let pass through your ears. But the Bible is saying this is the first and great commandment. This is top priority to get your mind into the mind of God. What he's trying to make us understand, this will help you begin to get connected into the mind of God and let the mind of God begin to work in you. The battlefield of the mind is where the destiny of men and the destiny of nations is determined. It's all determined right here in what we think and again in what we believe. Can I tell you, and we talked about this some last week, and I want to pick it up again a little bit this morning. The battlefield of the minds of our children is now being waged in our public schools. They're teaching in many places today the critical race theory, and socialism, if you will. They're trying to teach our children such things to take them on a different path. They are being taught transsexual concepts that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. And some would even make the statement today, well, what's wrong with that? Can I just stop and tell you what's wrong with that is this. It is absolute rebellion against the pattern of God. I said it's absolute rebellion against the purpose and the plan of God, because the Bible said in the beginning, God created male and female. Amen? That's the pattern. You cannot improve it, so leave it alone. And I speak beyond this church as I look into that camera and say, leave it alone. Oh, hallelujah. The enemies of America, the enemies of life, the enemies of liberty, the enemies of the pursuit of happiness have captured our children in the public school, and they're trying to poison their minds 40 hours a week. Can I just tell you that the battle for our children and our grandchildren are being waged right now? The battle not only for their minds, but the battle for their souls, the battle for their lives, the battle for what they believe, the battle for where they're going and what they're going to become and who they will be in their future. The battle is taking place right now. There will be a winner, and there will be a loser. And I want everybody in this room to hear me. The winner will be those who are able to save the nation. The winner will be those who will be able to transform the nation. But can I tell you, in the midst of all of this battle going on with our children, there is a solution. As Billy Graham said it so powerfully, he said, when the brave take a stand, the spines of others are stiffened. When the brave take a stand, the spines of others are stiffened. That's a strong statement, but I love it. Because it makes us understand and it makes us realize if we stand bravely and we stand boldly in the authority and in the power of God, it'll cause others to stand up. It'll cause others to rise up. And when we come together in unity through the power of God, victory will come. Amen. Now let's take this a little bit further. You got your seatbelt on? Let me say it while I'm here. There is now what they call transgender ideology that challenges the way courts define parental abuse and neglect when it concerns minors wanting to have gender changes. Basically threaten to take children from their parents if the parents refuse to aid them in the sterilization of their child, or if they try to stand in the way of a minor receiving gender-changing supplements such as puberty blockers and cross-sexual hormones. Let me just stop and say to this church today, the solution is the parents need to stand boldly once again and lead your children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Amen. And I want to tell you something. Are you listening? Your children belong to you. They do not belong to the state. They do not belong to the government, but they belong to you. God gave them to you to raise. God gave them to you to train. God gave them for you to rear. Oh, God, I feel him. In Ephesians chapter 6, it says to the fathers, you fathers, train your children in the way of the Lord. You know what he's saying? Not the schoolhouse, not the state, not the government, but he said, you teach your children in the ways of righteousness and the ways of the Lord. You stand boldly. You teach them. You train them. I know it said fathers, but I commission every mama, every daddy in this room, train up your child in the way it should go. And when it gets old, it will not depart from it. We have a responsibility. We have to train. We've got to. Oh, God, I feel him. They belong to you. I'm going to say it again. They belong to you. You've heard it said. If we do not use our freedom to defend our freedom, we're going to lose our freedom in this country. And I do not have to stand here and tell you that the freedoms in this country are under attack in the United States of America right now. Our freedoms are under attack. Warfare is going on to take our freedoms from us. But can I tell you this? The battlefield of the mind in America is being waged. But here's what's happening. It's being waged between good and evil. It's being waged between right and wrong. It's being waged between truth and deception. And even in the pulpits of America today, it's, oh God help me. Are you listening to me today? Are you still with me? Let me speak to every pastor. Our nation needs a moral and spiritual revival that will sweep this nation like never before. And I want to say as well, it will come when we preach Bible truth and what the Word of God says, and we stand upon the authority of the Word, and we preach, thus saith the Word of the Lord. Not men's theologies, not man's thoughts, but what the Word of God has to say about the matter. I'm just going to say it again while I'm here. God gave you your children, not the state. God's going to keep them. Oh, God help me. That's enough of that. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If you got one by you or got one in your hand, hold it up. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You ain't got one in your hand, you better have it in here. Amen? He said, but you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. God help this preacher this morning. I'm speaking to myself, and I'm speaking to every pastor and to every minister who hears my voice today. Get in the pulpit and preach the word of God like you've never preached the word of God before. Preach the living truth of God's word and proclaim it like never before. Now comes the proverbial truth that Pilate asked when he said this, what is truth? We're settled on the fact this is truth, right? But let's take it a little bit further. What is truth? Truth is not your opinion. Ooh, opinions like noses. Everybody got one, amen? Truth is what God's word says it is. Truth is right opposed to wrong. Truth is good opposed to evil. Truth is fact opposed to fiction. Truth has power. Truth destroys hypocrisy. Truth exposes deceit. Truth is not swayed by flattery. Truth will not tolerate evasion. Truth will not share the pattern with or the platform of pretense. Let me say that again. Truth will not share the platform with pretense. Let me just give you this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that believeth in me shall never die. That's the truth, nothing but the truth. So help us God. Amen? I said, that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's quiet in here. You need to put your hand together and give God a praise in this house. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. But I got news for you. It may get a little quieter before it's over. When it comes to the battle in your mind, the greatest enemy that you are going to face is you. You thought I was going to say the devil, didn't you? But in the battlefield of your mind, the greatest enemy you're going to face is you. Now take a moment to judge, be the judge and the jury of your thoughts, if you will. How would you judge your thoughts right now? Listen to this. Do you see yourself as hopeful, joyous, and peaceful? Or are you bitter, resentful, burned out, constantly complaining? Are you angry most of the time? Are you troubled? Are you helpless about the future or hopeless about the future? Do you live in the dark world of depression? Can I tell you that's where a majority of people are today? The fact is, your thoughts determine your attitude. And your attitude determines what you accomplish. Therefore, can I tell you, when you change your thoughts, you will change your life. I said, when you change your thoughts, you'll change your life. Now, I want you to say it with me. When you change your thoughts, you'll change your life. Something to think about, isn't it? I told you, God's been working on me. You can change your thoughts. You don't have to keep thinking the same old way you've been thinking. Amen? Amen? Amen. But here's the problem. Most folks don't want to change their thoughts. They like things just like they are. Well, you need a thought change. Amen? I say, you need a thought change. Your brain is compartmentalized. Listen to this. Let's say that in your brain there's a series of drawers that you can pull out like a chest of drawer. There's worry. There's a drawer of worry, drawer of fear, drawer of anger, drawer of doubt. And you can submit yourself to all four of these, or you can choose love, joy, peace, and hope. And I just want to ask you, it's your choice, which one do you want? Would you rather be bound by worry? Would you rather be bound by fear and anger and doubt? Or would you rather be walking in the love, joy, peace, and power of Almighty God in your life? Can I just stop and tell you, we have love, joy, peace, these, we have them in Jesus. But we have to make a choice to live in it. You have to choose to walk in love. You have to choose to walk in peace. You have to choose to walk in joy. You have to choose to walk in power. You have to choose to walk in the goodness of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinks in his mind, so is he. So what is an attitude? Your attitude is an inward feeling expressed by an outward behavior. That's why your attitude shows without you ever saying a word. People can know if your attitude stinks and you ain't never said nothing. Because of that sour look on your face. Amen? I hope you still love me. But people can also tell if your attitude is right when you walk into the room and all hell can be breaking loose around you, but you got a smile on your face because the joy of the Lord is in your heart and it's transformed your attitude about life and about where you're going and about what you're doing. Amen? Attitude, attitude, attitude. Oh, God. What is an attitude? It's the portrait of your mind. What's going on in here shows right here. I said, what's going on in here shows right here. What is an attitude? It's the advanced man of your rear self. Its roots are hidden, but the fruit is always visible. What is an attitude? It's our best friend or it's our worst enemy. It draws people to us or it will repel people away from us. What is an attitude? It's never content until it's expressed. Amen. It will determine your success or it will determine your failure. It does not depend on the circumstances. I'm going to say that again. Your attitude does not depend on the circumstances. You can have the right attitude if everything's going wrong around you. Amen? And you can have the wrong attitude if everything's going right around you. A believer with the mind of Christ has confidence that endures no matter what the circumstances happen to be. Amen. I told you it's going to get deeper. You ready? I want to say this while I'm here, and God help this preacher. It's time for God's people in America to get a backbone again. I looked at this side, and then we'll look at this side. I said it's time for God's people in America to get a backbone. Now I'm going to look at the camera. I said it's time for God's people to get a backbone again. What are you saying, Pastor? Listen to me. We need to stand for what we believe, just like the ACLU stands for what they believe. Amen? I don't think you heard that. I said, we need to stand for what we believe, just like the ACLU stands for what they believe. They try to push theirs down our throat. We need to stand up and declare that God is, oh God, I feel him in this room. Listen, don't put your head down and be dominated by someone because they disagree with you. Did you hear that? When you stand up for what's right, don't you be backed down by the world just because they don't agree with you. When you stand on the authority of the Word of God, don't you be backed up by the hellish things of the world just because they don't believe like you. You may stand like the majority. You may be the majority in that moment. You may be the only one. But can I say this to you? You stand by yourself. God will stand with you, and God will fight for you, and God will bring you through. Just keep standing, amen. You tell them what you believe according to the Bible. Amen? I didn't say according to what you think, according to the Word of God, what He says. Your attitude is your choice. Amen? And I want to tell you, it is not chance. I said it's your choice, and I want you to hear this well. You cannot change what you will not confront. You want to change something, do something about it.
Amen.
But if you're not willing to do nothing about it, Just sit down and be quiet. Women? You cannot change what you will not confront. But when you get ready for something to be different, then you're going to rise up and you're going to be counted and you're going to become the mouthpiece. You're going to become the conduit. You're going to become the vessel. Oh, God, help us this morning. Listen to me. You need to learn to believe in you because God believes in you. We live in a world now where people are afraid to stand up because afraid people are going to laugh at them, afraid people are going to mock at them. They're afraid of what people are going to think around them. And some people are afraid to stand up because they're not sure God's going to be there. They're not sure God's going to stand. But you listen to this preacher this morning. You stand up with God for God, and you'll never have to worry about him being there. You'll never have to worry about him having your back. You'll never have to worry about him holding you up. You stand up, and God will be there. Oh, I feel him in this room. Now let's shift gears for a minute. Are you ready? You believe in you because God believes in you. You are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. You're the royal blood of heaven. The royal blood of heaven is flowing in your veins. Do not allow the past to control you. Did you hear that? Stop allowing yesterday to control your today. Do not allow other people to control you. Quit letting other people control your life. Listen to me. Be somebody. You be who God called you to be. You wasn't meant to be me. I wasn't meant to be you. Be who God called you to be. Be what God designed you to be. God created a special person when you were born. Did you hear that? I want you to go home today. I want you to walk in your bathroom. I want you to look in the mirror and say, God created a special person when I was born. God never created a nobody. You know where that nobody came from? It came up out of the pits of hell to make you believe that you're a nobody when it concerns the things of God, when it concerns life, and it concerns who you are. But God sent me by to tell you, God never created a nobody, but God created somebodies. God created special people. God made you who you are. Listen, he made you in his likeness. He made you in his image. And God sent me by to tell you, be proud of who you are. Be proud of what God made you to be. Let me say it here. Do it in Jesus' name. Your success is tied to your thought life. Let me give you something. The job never makes the man. The man makes the job. Amen? Amen? Your thoughts control your destiny. Here's one for you. You cannot be a success trying to be all things to all people. Would you reach over and tap your neighbor on the shoulder and say, listen, he's talking to you. You can't be a success trying to be all things to all people. Stop trying to please people. Please God. I said stop trying to please people. Please God. God didn't form you to be a people pleaser. Amen. He didn't form you to be a snot wiper. He formed you to be a pleaser to God. Listen, when God created you, there's no other human being on the face of the earth like you. Amen? You got your own thumbprint. You got your own finger. Ain't nobody else got one like you. Almost said something I shouldn't. But when God made you, he made you unique. He made you different. He made you totally by yourself. Be glad of who you are. I want to help somebody's self-esteem right now. Here lately, you've been putting on this facade that everything's all right. You've been putting on this facade and everything's okay. You've been painting a smile on your face and going about life in front of others like everything's going A-okay. But in behind the scenes and behind closed doors, your life's falling apart. You feel broken. You feel shattered. You're depressed. You're down and out. You feel so empty. You feel so broken in your life. And the devil's got you believing you're nothing and you're nobody. You're never going to amount to anything. And you might as well give it up and quit. He's even had you contemplating suicide, contemplating taking your life because you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to be this or that. But let me just remind you one more time. You are the created of the Lord. God made you again in his likeness, in his image. God made you the way he wanted you to be. And God likes you just like you are. And it doesn't matter what people think about you. It doesn't matter what the devil thinks about you. It doesn't matter what the world thinks about you. It's what God knows about you that makes the difference. Amen. Oh, I feel him. Let me just say this to you. Don't die a cheap copy trying to be somebody else. Amen. You, remember this, you are priceless. Would you look over at your neighbor and say this? You are priceless. Act like it. Live like it. Talk like it. Think like it. Be like it. Stop saying I can't. Are you listening? Stop saying I can't and start saying I can do all things through Christ. Stop saying if and say I will by God's grace. Stop saying it's impossible because nothing is impossible to those that believe and are called according to the purpose of God. Got another one for you. Are you ready? Stop saying I don't know the right people. You know God the Father. You know God the Son. And you know God the Holy Ghost. And they have all power in heaven and in earth. Amen? So stop saying you don't know this one and you don't know that one. As long as you got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, you got all you need. Ooh. I love you. But can I tell you, not only does God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost have all power in heaven and earth, but they can destroy any demon that's been hounding you, riding your back, and pushing you around. Amen. People say, well, I'm not an expert. Can I remind you the Titanic was built by experts, but the ark was built by amateurs. Oh, hallelujah! I hope you're listening to this preacher this morning. I hope you're hearing me today. Let me remind you, oh, God help us. Listen, James had the attitude of the righteous when he said this. He said, count it all joy when you encounter the storms of life. Hang with me. I know what time it is, but hang with me a minute. Count it all joy when you encounter the storms of life. Let me just stop and tell you, there's no such thing as the untroubled life. If you're looking for that, you ain't never going to find it down here. I know it's not proper English. Ain't's not a proper word, but you ain't going to find it down here. Trouble is proof that you are a card-carrying member of the human race. Amen? Jesus said to his disciples, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. The time to hunger and thirst after righteousness is right now. Amen? I said the time to hunger and thirst after righteousness is right now. If America does not have revival, America is not going to survive. And let me tell you where revival is going to begin. It's going to begin right here in the house of Almighty God. Revival is a must. Revival is a must. Let me go back here. Trouble does not mean that God doesn't love you. Trouble strengthens you. Trouble tests your fortitude. Trouble makes you face the facts. Trouble reminds you that you are immortal. Trouble reminds you that your strength is not enough. And trouble reminds you that your knowledge is not enough. It reminds you you're not strong enough in yourself. You're not smart enough in yourself. The Bible said in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I got one more good thing I want you to get a hold of right here, and you listen to me well. I want all of hell to listen to me well. When you have the attitude of the righteous, you can look the devil right in the eye and declare the goodness of God. Amen. The next time you see, find yourself staring down the eyes of the enemy, don't you blink, don't you squint, don't you squirm. You stand flat-footed and start declaring the goodness of God. Amen. I see you start declaring the goodness of God. Do not fear the forces of hell. I want to give that about 15 seconds to sink in. Do not fear the forces of hell. The Bible said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Listen to this preacher. He's terrified of you. If you're God's child, you're saved, you're sanctified, you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you're on fire with God, the devil's terrified of you. But you don't have to be afraid of him. Too often it's been vice versa. We've been terrified of him, and he's had free reign. Well, God sent me by to tell you, don't be afraid of the devils of hell, because greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. And you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to back down. You don't have to run. You don't have to hide. Let me remind you about this God you serve. Let me remind you about this God who's got your back. Let me remind you about this God who's ultimately in control. His name's Jehovah. And let me just tell you something about him. The God we serve is El Shaddai. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He is Alpha and Omega. He's the great shepherd of the sheep. He's the great physician. He is the defender. He is almighty. He is all-knowing. He is all-powerful. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He is the hope of glory. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the rock. He is the fortress. You want to go a little further? He is our shield. He is our buckler. He is our high tower. He is our shelter in the time of storm. He's the Lord of glory. He's the light of the world. He's the Lion of Judah. He's the King of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. Put your hand together and give him praise in this house. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Stay on your feet. Let's go back where we started. The battlefield of the mind. Everything we dealt with today starts right here. It begins right here. What you think, what you believe. He is the restorer of the mind. He is the restorer of the soul. And he's the restorer of the heart. But notice the key word, restorer. There's people in this room, you've been battling for your mind. You've been battling for your peace. You've been battling for your joy. You've been battling for your rest. Because of such turmoil that's been going on where? Right here. You can't sleep good at night because there's a warfare, a battle going on in your mind. You can't enjoy your day because there's constantly a battle going on in your mind. You can't enjoy being with your family because there's constantly a battle going on in your mind. You can't hardly live life because there's a battle going on in your mind. Now let's just bring it down where it's at. You ready? It's time to take your mind back. Everything we talked about today, none of it can happen till you get control of your mind and your thought. It starts there. It's time to take your mind back. It's time to take your thoughts back. It's time to take back how you think. But I'm going to take it another step forward, okay? I jotted this down just before coming in. It's time to take your home back. It's time to take your family back. It's time to take your life back. But I'm going to say it again. It all starts. Everybody do this. It all starts right here.